Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 8:47 here on this Monday morning and 34 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Kansas City 51, Texas 31, after a big comeback for the Chiefs.
Two.
Basketball, Wichita State 89, Connecticut 86, in two overtimes.
One.
A weekend of nasty storms across the southern U.S., at least 11 dead. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a fatal traffic accident. This is on eastbound 54, Kellogg here in Wichita, 54 out there west of Garden Plain, somewhere around 327th West. We've got the report of one person dead in that traffic accident out there. You're going to want to avoid US 54 in that area for the time being. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, we got this morning fog and mist, but it's going to be mostly sunny and breezy later today with a high of 53 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 27. And then on Tuesday, tomorrow, sunny with a high of 50 degrees. Now fog, mist, 34 degrees, and we have a south wind at 14 miles per hour. Is your tongue getting in the way of a good night's sleep?
This is House Call for Health. Of all the things that might keep you up at night, concerns about having a fat tongue is probably not one of them. And yet, tongue fat may be depriving you of sleep. At least that's what a new study says. The average human tongue weighs a little more than 2 ounces, a bit more for men than women. Like most other parts of the body, fat can accumulate in your tongue, especially in the back, near your throat. And according to this study in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, people with overweight tongues are more likely to suffer from obstructive sleep apnea. The author of the study says this seems obvious, but no one looked at this before. She says it's especially true for people who are generally overweight. The study says if tongue fat goes down, so does the risk of sleep apnea. Something to think about while you're drifting off tonight. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The new mid-engine Chevrolet Corvette is being named the North American Car of the Year. The Kia Telluride took Sport Utility of the Year honors, and the Jeep Gladiator won the Truck of the Year award. About 50 automotive journalists serve as judges for the awards, which are announced every January. They're chosen from dozens of candidates and must be new or substantially changed. Automakers often use the awards in advertising. The judges evaluate finalists on value, innovation, design, performance, safety, technology, and driver satisfaction. China's auto sales fell for a second year in 2019 as a trade war with Washington and an economic slowdown depressed consumer confidence and demand for electric vehicles weakened. Sales in the industry's biggest global market declined 9.6% from 2018 to 21.4 million vehicles. Stocks retreated from their record highs on Wall Street Friday after a government report showed that hiring was a touch weaker than expected last month. Employers added 145,000 jobs, short of the 160,000 economists had forecast. But the number was solid enough to cement Wall Street's view that the job market is holding up and can continue allowing households to spend, preserving the largest part of the economy. The bond market rallied after a report showed workers' wages aren't rising much, which lessens the threat of inflation. The S&P fell 9 points Friday. The Dow ended down 133. The NASDAQ composite dropped 24 points. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The big layoff, but there are still jobs in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Spirit may have announced 2,800 layoffs, but a local workforce expert says there are jobs available for those who are affected. Keith Long is the CEO of the Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas. Lawing says this layoff is different from previous cutbacks in that it's not a market-wide economic crash like the Great Recession. Kansas hospital groups are praising the deal made to expand Medicare in Kansas. The Kansas Hospital Association and Ascension Via Christi support the bipartisan agreement to expand CanCare. Democrat Governor Laura Kelly and GOP leader Jim Denning announced the agreement last week. It would expand coverage for about 150,000 more Kansans. And the Greater Wichita Partnership growing in downtown Wichita, expanding into a fourth ground floor storefront adjacent to its offices at Eaton Place. Renovation work should be complete in the spring. Until now, the group has taken three storefronts at Douglas and Emporia. Hutton's doing the renovation work. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, Bill, it's that annual day in Topeka when our state lawmakers get back together annual session. It's supposed to last, 90 days? It usually lasts a lot longer than that, or it has in recent years. It's overblown by quite a bit sometimes, but I don't know. They got this Medicaid thing you've been talking about this morning. That's one of the things that, we got a compromise that's been made, but how long that will last and what it'll look like after you go through a few committees. Who knows what it's going to look like? So
that's exactly right.
That's one thing they'll be dealing with. Other issues, of course, involving taxation, as always.
Yeah.
And I don't know that. Do you think these layoffs at Spirit will anything impact there in the state?
That's a good question. Unless they set up some sort of a special program that would help those workers, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that would be. But I think they have kind of gotten involved in the past. So we'll see if there's any assistance there coming from the state.
You were talking about Mr. Lawing a while ago, and I've interviewed him a few times, and he's a guy who's really he's got people a lot of organizations that he's in touch with about jobs and hiring, and he's
you bet
it's really that's something that he does and does a good job of it. And he's saying that
he's got his finger on the pulse. That's for sure.
Yeah, and he's saying that. That it might be that this might not have all the wide-ranging impact of other layoffs we've had in the past.
Right. You remember back to the Great Recession, Keith says that, that was a market-wide type of an economic crash. This is more specified. This is not really, for example, impacting Textron Aviation, although they announced some layoffs as well.
Yeah.
But generally, this is a more focused thing and hopefully something we can come out of by the middle of the year.
Yeah, because that recession just clobbered Wichita.
No doubt.
Okay. Well, the mayor, we got a new mayor, Brandon Whipple, will be sworn in this evening at 6 o'clock at City Hall.
You might have been right the first time. Thrown in.
Well, good luck. He's got some big things on the horizon, but he's got some good things going for him, too. I think the city council, from what I can tell of these people, they'll do their best to work with him on anything he wants to do. He's going to get his way on everything. That's not the way it works, but pretty good civic-minded people down there at City Hall, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Today is, of course, National Rubber Ducky Day. According to a 1973 Sesame Street calendar, Rubber Ducky's birthday is January 13th.
Oh, wow.
So around the country, it's National Rubber Ducky Day. Of course, he's a friend of Ernie and Big Bird. Ducky made his debut in a February 1970 episode of Sesame Street.
Wasn't there a special song, too?
Rubber Ducky, yeah. I think
Kermit
might have sung that. The song that the Rubber Ducky also spelled with a Y, I-E, or a Y. Many rubber molded toys came out about when rubber manufacturing developed in the late 1800s. So Rubber Ducky probably goes clear back to the 1800s.
Been around a while.
You probably got one you play with in the bathtub, don't you?
You bet, every day.
That's going on a little ducky there. Quack, quack, quack. All right, thanks, guys. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, a complete look at the news here on KNSS. Almost a dozen dead after weekend storms. We've got that story and more news on the way at the top of the hour. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day long. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. It's 34 degrees.
Hi, I'm...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. Auto Parts.